freak for music. It's in my soul. I can't help it if it moves down to my toes. I said I'm a witness. I'm here to testify.
Jimi Hendrix with the Isley Brothers from 1964. During the early 1960s, Jimi Hendrix worked the Chitlin' Circuit with a who's who of soul stars, playing on the bill with everyone from the Isley Brothers to Solomon Burke to Wilson Pickett and Jackie Wilson.
I was on a tour with B.B. King, Jackie Wilson, and Sam Cooke, you know, and all these people, Chuck Jackson. So I was playing guitar behind a lot of the acts on the tour. And then I got stranded in Kansas City because I missed the bus, you know. So I was in Kansas City, Missouri, and didn't have any money. And some, you know, this group came up and brought me back to Atlanta, Georgia, where I met Little Richard, and I started playing with him for a while.
He got with me in Atlanta, Georgia. He was going under the name of Maurice James at the time. He was so outrageous in his plan. You got to remember that at that time, he didn't play the kind of music he played when he got famous. He was playing blues, B.B. King's type blues. He was playing Little Richard and just regular rock. And he used to try to make his guitar sound like I sing. That was really his approach.
Well, that was part of his approach, but there was more to it than that. Because even then, Jimmy was playing his guitar with his teeth, his arms, his entire body, playing it above and below and behind him.
In fact, I probably wouldn't have hired him if I knew that he was doing all of that. I found that out on the stage one night when I thought the people were screaming over me and they were screaming over him, over Jimmy. I found that out the hard way. No, I loved him, but I don't want nobody to take my show. I still love him, always will love him. He's the greatest musician of all.